WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter. And let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. Ever feel like your own house could be a sensory overload? You know that feeling when you walk in the door after a long day, and instead of relaxation, you just get hit with this wave of noise, clutter, and maybe even some lingering smells from dinner last night? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the good news. You can totally transform your home into a sanctuary, a place that actually helps you unwind and recharge. Think about it like this. Your home should be your ultimate chill zone, your personal escape pod. And trust me, creating a calming environment isn't just about aesthetics. It's about investing in your well-being. So, let's dive into five key takeaways that can help you tap out of the chaos and create a serene haven right where you live. First things first. Declutter, my friends. A messy space can lead to a cluttered mind. It's like trying to focus on a problem when there's clutter everywhere. It just adds to the stress. Think about it. That pile of clothes on the floor isn't inspiring creativity, and those unread magazines aren't exactly promoting inner peace. Take some time each week to clear out what you don't need. Donate it, sell it, or toss it. Speaking of things that can trigger sensory overload, let's talk about lighting. Harsh overhead lights can feel like they're shining a spotlight on every imperfection. Instead, opt for softer, warmer lighting sources like lamps and candles. You know how candlelight sets the mood? It instantly creates a more relaxing atmosphere. And don't underestimate the power of natural light. Open those curtains and blinds during the day to let in some sunshine. It's a free dose of happiness. Next up, soundscape. Noise pollution is everywhere these days, but your home should be your sanctuary from that chaos. Invest in some good noise-canceling headphones or earplugs for those moments when you need to tune everything out. But don't just block out the noise. Create a calming soundscape of your own. Think about nature sounds, soft, instrumental music, or even white noise. It's amazing how much a gentle melody can soothe your soul. Okay, let's talk scents. Remember those aromatherapy candles I mentioned earlier? Well, scent is a powerful tool for influencing mood and creating a sense of calm. Choose essential oils like lavender, chamomile, or sandalwood. They're known to promote relaxation and sleep. And don't underestimate the power of fresh air. Open your windows regularly to let in some clean air and banish stale odors. Finally, and this is huge, think about textures. Surround yourself with soft blankets, fluffy pillows, cozy rugs, anything that feels good underfoot and against your skin. Think about how a warm bath feels after a long day. It's not just the warmth, it's the feeling of the water against your skin and the soft towels wrapped around you. Incorporate those textures into your living space to create a truly calming environment. You know, I was talking to my friend Sarah the other day, and she told me about this incredible experience she had at her sister's house. Her sister had recently redecorated, focusing on all these things we just talked about: decluttering, soft lighting, nature sounds, essential oils, and cozy textures. Sarah said it felt like stepping into another world, a place of pure tranquility. She left feeling so relaxed and rejuvenated, and she's been inspired to transform her own space. And that's the power we have, right? We can create our own havens, even within the four walls of our homes. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to feel good for you. so remember these key takeaways. Declutter, embrace soft lighting, curate a calming soundscape, utilize aromatherapy, and surround yourself with cozy textures. They're small changes that can make a huge difference in how you feel at home. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite tips for creating a calm and inviting environment? Share them with me on social media or leave a comment below. Let's create a community of chill masters together. Until next time, keep tapping out of that overstimulation and remember, peace starts at home.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.